The price of a hot economy. We just got some new numbers on rising prices. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The inflation numbers for April are now in. Prices are still going up faster than the inflation fighters at the Federal Reserve would like. But compared to a year ago, inflation is slowing. Susan Schmidt is head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. Hey, Susan.
Good morning.
All right. 10th month in a row that inflation has eased. I mean, this time it eased just a little, but it eased.
It is trending in the right direction. CPI reading today, year over year, increase of 4.9%. Expectations were for an increase of 5%. So albeit a small difference from expectations, still down. And that's what's important. And certainly that's the lowest reading we've seen in over 2 years. So encouraging for the market, encouraging, I think, for the Fed that their policy is having some effect. And we are starting to see prices come back in.
All right. Well, you know, you ever try to rent or buy a place to live these days? Shelter prices, that inflation coming down a little?
Absolutely. And shelter costs are important. That's a third of the services component of the consumer price index. Shelter costs went up 0.4% month over month. That's still a positive number, but in the grand scheme of things, it's lower than it has been. So that's going to be taken well by the market.
All right. Susan Schmidt, she's head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. Susan, thanks.
Thank you.
Subsidies have been a big topic for the automobile industry since President Biden unveiled the Inflation Reduction Act, which includes $370 billion in energy, security, and climate change spending. The European Union has been grumpy about the green subsidies because they're designed to give U.S. production a leg up, but our colleagues at the BBC have been talking to a senior official at Germany's BMW, which makes cars over there and over here. BMW's chief financial officer, Nicola Pater, says the new U.S. government money does play nicely into BMW's overall business strategy when it comes to electric vehicles. This includes adapting the biggest BMW manufacturing plant in the world in South Carolina.
So as we speak, we are investing approximately $1.7 billion U.S. dollars to update the plant. So very important products for the U.S. market. And at the same point in time, we are investing approximately $700 million U.S. dollars in a battery cell module production. So it has confirmed that those investments we had planned anyhow are exactly the right ones and spot on. And we had planned those investments. Why? Because we have to follow the market.
That's BMW CFO Nicola Pater. In early February, the European Commission outlined its own Green Deal industrial plan in response to the U.S. Inflation Reduction Act. Now, that plan in Europe would put more than $270 billion into clean energy to make sure the EU doesn't fall behind.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
Price of food has become a central theme in Turkey's presidential election, arguably that country's most important leadership contest in a generation. That is because polls show the economy there is the top concern for Turkish voters. Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the opposition candidate challenging President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has used onions in his kitchen as a prop in campaign videos, warning the already high price of onions and other food necessities will spike if the current president is reelected. Now, Erdogan fired back that he has solved the food price problem and declared, quote, there is no onion problem in Turkey. But on the streets of Ankara, people will tell you food inflation has gotten out of control, as Victoria Craig reports now.
It's mid-morning on a weekday in Turkey's capital, and Emrah Doğan's cash drawer is getting a workout. He runs one of 421 public kiosks that sell government-subsidized bread in a city of more than 5 million.
I've been running this bread kiosk for a year, and since then there's been a 20% increase in the number of people who come.
Emra sells 900 loaves a day to about 200 people. His average customer used to be older, but now he's seeing young families, including a man named Murat, who is a married private sector worker with a daughter at home. We're not using Murat's last name because he fears political retribution.
We try to go to supermarkets, but you can't always go to the same supermarkets because prices keep changing. So we try to find ones that are relatively cheaper.
Turkish annual inflation surged to a 25-year high last year before official figures show it topped out at 85.5%. The government has boosted minimum wage and subsidized household energy bills, and that's helped. But it has not allowed the central bank to raise interest rates to combat rising prices. Workers like Murat are acutely feeling the effects of those decisions.
If you're not able to buy what you want, you're not able to eat what you want in this country. Everything is expensive. For the last 5 years, things have changed. Turkey is no longer Turkey.
Supermarket shelves sit packed with produce many people cannot afford. It often rots before it sells. Candan Turkin is a professor studying food security at Istanbul's Azadjin University.
Poverty is jumping into the middle-class neighborhoods. You're going to see more and more people preferring to go to hard discount supermarkets.
Turkey's statistics agency stopped publishing data about how much families are spending on food. But figures from the international agency, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, showed food prices in Turkey surged 69.3% in February from last year.
We have switched out to a system that encourages importing of food. So when you have that, you're almost always vulnerable to inflation or currency depreciation.
Back at the bread kiosk, Murat says a change of government will change the country's economic fortunes. On May 14th, voters will decide whether to re-elect President Erdogan or put hope in the hands of an untested opposition alliance. In Ankara, Turkey, I'm Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
And we are from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.